possible vaccine for cancer, weather advice for NASA, maybe even new fuel discoveries that make gasoline obsolete. All of this and more is happening every day here at one of the nation's top research universities, and you get to hear about it first, right here on Classic City Science.
Malaria is a complicated disease. The most difficult to eradicate are the dormant parasites that reside in the liver, sometimes for years, unknowing to the host. Through the assistance of a grant from the Gates Foundation, Dr. Dennis Kyle, Georgia Research Alliance eminent scholar and professor of infectious diseases, is here today to talk more about his research.
Thank you for the opportunity.
What can you tell me about the new model that you're working on?
Well, when the mosquito bites a person to infect them, they inject this infective form. It immediately goes from the skin into the liver. The problem we have is that the liver stages of the parasite is very poorly studied compared to the later stages that infect the blood cells. And this is because for years we've been able to grow the red blood cells infective stages in the laboratory, but we have not been able to do that in the liver. In particular, the problem is with vivax malaria, those infective forms that invade the liver, some of them become dormant. That means they become quiescent, they don't grow, and they can stay dormant or sleeping in the liver for weeks or months or years, wake up, and then cause the infection to proceed into a normal blood stage malaria infection that everybody knows about. The issue is we have no safe, effective drugs to kill these dormant parasites. The only drug is Primaquine, and it's toxic to somewhere between 20 to 30% of the people that live in malaria-endemic areas because of a deficiency in the blood. So we need new, safe, and effective drugs. The Gates Foundation recognized this need a number of years ago because it's the single biggest problem we have to eliminate malaria, is to try to eradicate these forms. And there was no model. So they put out a hot call for some very high-risk research, and we were lucky enough to get one of those. And the problem was we had to solve two major problems. One is we had to try to recapitulate or mimic the liver on a chip in the laboratory, and this has not been done very well. You can grow liver for a couple of days, but we needed to be able to grow it for weeks to be able to look at the parasite go in, go become dormant, and wake up. So that was the first problem. The second one is we have to be able to get the parasite to infect it. And historically, we have very low infection rates. So we started with a multidisciplinary team of biologists and engineers and a very complex model to try to recreate the whole liver on a chip. We were successful in that, but as we iteratively went through the process of finding out what were the key factors, we actually found out something quite simple. And that is, these liver cells like to be confined. Instead of claustrophobic, they're claustrophilic. They actually like to be in a defined space. And once we figured out what that sweet spot was for the design, our engineers were able to design novel tissue culture plates that capitulated this. And so we could grow the human liver. We could maintain it for 30 days. It grew just like it does in the body, the same physiological processes, and then we were able to infect it with the malaria parasite. So for the first time, we have a model system where we can actually study the biology and try to understand what is it about this dormant parasite that we could target, and can we develop a new drug for it? So in the past year, we've already screened about 5,000 compounds, and we're hoping that by the end of this year, we'll have well over 15,000 compounds screened. And to give you an idea of the scale, before this year, there were probably about 100 compounds that had ever been screened.
That is amazing. So you're using this now for malaria, but is it possible that you could use the model that you've developed to test other drugs and other treatments?
Exactly. We could infect it with other infectious agents like hepatitis C, but we're also using it because the liver is the major site of metabolism of substances that you take. A drug that comes in your body is probably going to be metabolized by one of the different systems in the liver. So we can actually study that metabolism.
In all of the drugs that you've tested, or all the therapies that you've tested, have you found any that look promising for malaria in particular?
We found one compound that is actually quite well known as an agent for coccidia in poultry. It's not something we could give to people yet, but it's actually proven that we can identify compounds that will kill those dormant parasites. So we know that we have a validated model. So now we're looking to try to identify different chemical scaffolds, as we call it, different kinds of compounds that we can then target and develop into real drugs that will kill those hypnozoites.
Well, this is amazing work. Thank you so much for being here today to talk about that.
Thank you.
Today, we've been speaking to Dr. Dennis Kyle, Georgia Research Alliance eminent scholar in antiparasitic drug discovery and professor of cellular biology at the University of Georgia. For WUGA, I'm April Sorrow.